Baba, with some of his Mandali and other lovers, drove on 6 November 1954 from Satara to visit Pandharpur at the express invitation of Sant Gadge Maharaj, whom Baba acknowledged as a real saint and who was also one of Baba's favorites. It was at this Ekadashi Utsav where Gadge Maharaj publicly declared to the lakhs gathered there that Baba was the living Jagat Guru and that people should take the benefit of his darshan. Baba had asked Madhusudan also to come from Pune, which he did by travelling from Pune to Pandharpur in a state transport bus. As he was approaching the destination, all of a sudden, he got an inspiration to write a bhajan. He had no paper, no pen. But no sooner he got down from the bus, he found a tattered piece of paper lying on the floor, which he lifted and picked up a pen from a stranger's shirt pocket and started scribbling the words that came to him as inspiration in his heart. Madhusudan said that the tune also came through along with the words. As per schedule drawn by Gadge Maharaj, the group visited Maharaj's Dharamshala on 7th November 1954 and as decided, before going to the sands of the river Chandrabhaga at 10 p.m., it being the moonlit night of Kartaki Ekadashi, the entourage left for the military hostel. Reaching there, Baba took his seat in the open under a flagpole and asked the Pune party to sing bhajans. Madhusudan sang this new Marathi song, Aho Ala Paha Deva Ala Paha Prabhu Ala Avatar Ala. The tune and the meaning of the song touched the hearts of all those present, and Baba liked his composition very much, remarking, what is mentioned in the song is true. This became a famous song which Baba sometimes requested Madhusudan to sing on other occasions also. When Madhusudan personally narrated this incident to us, you know, when he was with us one day, he said, when he flicked the pen from the stranger's pocket, you know, he said, kya ho raha hai, thero, you know, because he was in such a rush to write that, this inspiration that came through from Baba, you know, that the man understood that he's not a thief, he's not going to run away with his pen, and he waited over there. It was quite a humorous incident.
The beauty of the song is there is no Baba's name in this
There's
song.
There's no Baba's name in the song.
And another, you said that Baba the Bhajan Mandali. But there was no Bhajan Mandali in fact. Only Madhusudan sang it and without any harmonium.
Okay.